State officials say there are still elevated levels of a toxic chemical present in the Farmington River. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the finding comes more than 2 weeks after an accident at a private aircraft hangar sent thousands of gallons of contaminated water into the river.
The accidental spill of firefighting foam outside Bradley Airport sent contaminated water through sewage pipes and into the Farmington River. The foam contained PFAS, a family of chemicals linked to a variety of health issues, including kidney and liver problems. Ray Fregon is Assistant Director of Remediation at the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. He says recent tests show the visible foam has all but vanished from the Farmington River, but that elevated levels of the chemicals remain.
At this point, we will be collecting additional samples in the next several days to get a better baseline as to where things are at. The largest concern at this point in time is the impacts to fish and fish tissue for those that would be catching and consuming fish along the river.
Fregon says for at least the next 45 days, anglers shouldn't eat any fish they catch from this section of the river. Meanwhile, state officials say they're working with the Connecticut Airport Authority to better manage PFAS discharges. Kevin Dillon is the Airport Authority's executive director. He says those conversations include working with hangar tenants to develop temporary fixes, ensuring any future spill doesn't get into waterways. But Dillon says the FAA needs to take action for there to be a permanent fix. That's because right now, airports are required to have PFAS foam to fight fires.
We have competing codes that we're trying to comply with. We have regulations for the FAA that we have to comply with that in some cases are going against environmental issues. I do think the FAA needs to come to grips with the environmental concerns that surround the use of PFAS-containing foams and move quickly to approve other alternatives.
Dillon says those alternatives include foams that contain lesser amounts of the chemical, but that the Airport Authority is looking for foams that contain no PFAS. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.